From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Crowds gather at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church for the first worship service at the historic African American church since a white gunman killed 9 black people at a Bible study group there last week. A short time afterwards, churches across Charleston plan to ring their bells in unison as a show of solidarity before prayer gatherings in the city. VOA's Amanda Scott is on location.
There were some preachers not related to the church that, you know, offered prayers of unity and encouraged people to move on and to come together as a community and a whole. And that's definitely been the overarching message that's been put out during the vigil outside of church.
Over the weekend, Mitch Fife took part in the vigil.
You know what? I think this is a city that knows how to heal. And we've seen this in the past with the incident that happened a few months ago and how the people came together, you know, for healing. This is a very peaceful demonstration here. You can feel the peace in the air. And so I think that the city of Charleston will recover from this and they will heal because that's just the type of city that this is.
A suspect in the mass shooting, 21-year-old Dylan Roof, who has a history of racist views, is being held at the Charleston County Jail, charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have attacked a National Intelligence Agency compound in the capital, killing one and wounding 2 others. On Saturday, at least 15 Somali police officers were killed in a raid on a checkpoint at Afgoy, about 30 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. The violence, the latest by Al-Shabaab militants focusing on government targets as they try to topple the government. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's parliament Saturday voted to extend its own term beyond the constitutionally mandated 5 years. The action is supported by President Ashraf Ghani, who wants to avoid a legal vacuum in the absence of fresh elections. Some parliamentarians, as well as legal experts, are still questioning the legality of the action, and they blame the crisis on infighting between President Ghani and CEO of the country, Abdullah Abdullah. Both promised electoral reforms after the election was mired in allegations of fraud. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon marked World Refugee Day Saturday with a global call to remember the plight of millions of people who've been displaced. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres spoke.
15 years into a millennium that many of us hoped would see an end to war, a spreading global violence has come to threaten the very foundations of our international system. More people fled last year than at any other time in our records. And around the world, almost 60 million have been displaced by conflict and persecution.
The UN says one in every 122 humans is now either a refugee, internally displaced, or seeking asylum. The United States on Saturday called on debt ridden Greece to make tough decisions, leading to a quick deal with international creditors in order to prevent the potential breakup of the Eurozone. The Greek government needs to reach a deal by June 30th in order to avoid default on a loan repayment of $1.8 billion to the International Monetary Fund. IMF Chief Christine Lagarde.
We are waiting, and we hope that the next few days will be used by the Greek authorities to come back with tangible, deliverable measures so that we can determine whether those 4 important criteria for programs to be credible and for us to be accountable to the international community can be satisfied.
Athens also owes $7.6 billion in a payment to the European Central Bank. Negotiations remain at a standstill ahead of an emergency summit set for tomorrow in Brussels. South Korea reports 3 new cases of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome today. The health ministry also reported the death of a MERS patient, raising the death toll to 25. Nearly 170 people have been made ill by the virus, which cannot be controlled by any known vaccine. Elsewhere in the region, Thailand's prime minister has urged people not to panic after the country's first confirmed case of MERS was reported last week. Today is Father's Day in the United States, an occasion to mark and celebrate the contributions of fathers. A non-federal holiday is observed each year on the third Sunday in June. Families usually celebrate taking dad out to dinner and plying him with gifts, including far too many neckties. Economists say Americans spend more than $1 billion each year on Father's Day gifts. Happy Father's Day. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming up.